KP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Across the country, Americans are celebrating the country's independence. It's been a day of barbecues, picnics, and parades, and in the Eastern time zone, they're now getting ready for some fireworks. At least they hope. Meteorologist Patrick Burke says bad weather may put out some displays.
The most widespread rainfall this evening is going to be in parts of the south, from Louisiana through southern Mississippi and central and southern Alabama.
Rainy weather, meantime, has cleared up in the nation's capital, where the annual Capitol 4th celebration is getting underway on the National Mall. Similar concerts are being held in Boston, New York, Chicago, and other major cities. Tunisia's president here saying the country is not safe from further extremist attacks. He's declared a national state of emergency to avoid what he says is a risk of collapse. The comments come just over a week after a gunman killed 38 people at a popular beach resort. The state of emergency will last about a month. With a Tuesday deadline ahead, world powers and Iran have reportedly made significant progress on one of the toughest issues in the negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program. Diplomats say technical experts from the sides have drawn up a draft deal on the pace and timing of sanctions relief for Iran. AP correspondent Bradley Clapper is in Vienna.
Determining the sequencing, how much sanctions, how fast they're eased on Iran's economy is important because, after all, this is why Iran says it's willing to curtail its nuclear activity.
The concessions would be made in exchange for restrictions meant to keep the country from developing nuclear weapons. The document still needs approval from senior officials. This is AP Radio News. Meantime, cautious optimism about those talks from Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton.
I'm hoping that it's a strong, verifiable deal.
But she admits the road may not be any smoother after a deal is struck.
They will continue to use their proxies like Hezbollah, and they will continue to be an existential threat to Israel.
At a campaign event in New Hampshire, Clinton also defended the Obama administration's response by taking a shot at the Bush administration.
We inherited an Iranian nuclear weapons program, and we had to figure out what we were going to do about it.
She says sanctions were the best option available. I'm Diane Kepley.
Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush says he's personally offended by rival Donald Trump's recent remarks about Mexican immigrants and that the remarks fall far outside the mainstream of Republican thought. After a 4th of July parade in New Hampshire, Bush called the remarks extraordinarily ugly. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.